My name's Jackie Steele. I'm the head teacher at the Ridgeway Primary Nursery School. The Ridgeway is one of a group of South Reading schools that took part in the podcast project with the Rock Academy Foundation. The podcast was an opportunity for some of our older children, children in year six, to talk about primarily the impact of the pandemic and how they felt about it. The children talked about the impact of lockdown and how they managed lockdown and what they remembered, good and bad bits about lockdown. They talked about what it's like now, the new normal, you know, how they are, whether things have changed for them after lockdown and how they feel about moving forward during a pandemic when we're still quite affected by COVID. And they also talked about their hopes and dreams for the future, which was an interesting opportunity for them to reflect on whether or not lockdown had affected their thoughts on what they might do moving forward. It was a great opportunity for the children to talk to each other, to talk to the adults, to reflect on their experiences of lockdown, whether they were at home, learning at home, whether they were in school, what they missed, what they still miss as we move forward, and to think about how things have changed for them and what they think might continue to change for them and for their families. So on the day, the first question that the children thought about were the good and bad bits of lockdown. What bits of lockdown had they found difficult? What bits of lockdown, if any, had they enjoyed? So let's hear first of all from children 6, Kennett.
COVID testing in school was quite stressful.
I missed out on year 4 play when I was a parrot.
We liked when we got to go to Fresco and make popcorn and s'mores, and we got to learn about outdoors and cooking.
I missed our friends and school and the people in it.
You missed out most of your education because of COVID.
You couldn't see your friends because of lockdown.
I like finding frogs in forest school.
I like clubs, like cooking and football clubs.
Because of COVID, I've been waiting 2 years to go on holiday.
We've missed loads of learning because of isolation.
Because of COVID, my grandparents haven't been able to come to England since 2019.
In lockdown, children that didn't come to school were bored and really missed their friends.
Because of COVID, I needed to skip school for an entire year.
And now let's hear from the children in 6 Loddon.
The bad thing about school is that the catch-up lessons that we've had to do during lockdown, because it's like they're getting it happens after school, and like people, they're not getting that much free time after school.
My family has been very lucky and hasn't got COVID yet, even though my mum's a teacher at my school who worked all through the pandemic.
The bad thing about school is doing assembly on Teams.
And a bad experience that's happened in school is probably when everyone had to be in class bubbles and we couldn't mix with other year groups.
You had to stay in your house and you couldn't go to school, so we had to do home learning.
I think I had a bad experience of COVID because in year 4 we were revising our pirate and mermaid play, but when COVID came, everything was cancelled and all the practice went to waste. I think it's really unfortunate.
The good experience about being at school is being able to see our friends again, but the bad experience of being at school is having the risk of spreading COVID.
So the second question we asked the children was about what we're calling the new normal. So now that things have settled down a little bit, how are they finding it? How are they settling into things that are now slightly different and probably won't be the same again? And this time we'll start with 6 Loddon.
We've become so used to COVID that we're naturally staying away from people at the shops.
When I'm older, I want to live off ramen because food is too expensive in my opinion.
I hate sanitizer because it hurts your hands when it's dry, but we're so used to it that we don't even mind anymore.
I'm unhappy about COVID because I can't go and meet my family in India. In school, I enjoy science and maths, but it's not nice when you can't mix with other classes when you're outside playing.
I feel safe wearing a mask so I don't give others COVID.
And now we'll hear about Six Kennett's views on the new normal.
That people are more aware of germs and use hand sanitizer and mask wherever you go.
Wearing a mask on buses and in shops.
Prices are going up.
Because of COVID, more people are out of school.
Because of COVID, my gran is not going to leave the house because she's very protective about herself.
Most people have been ill and most people now are being very protective about COVID.
Technology is being used much more because we can't go outside much.
The final question the children were posed during this podcast was, what are their hopes for the future? What hopes and dreams do they have? And have these been affected by their recent experiences of a global pandemic? First of all, we'll listen to the children in Six Kennett.
Gunay wants to be a doctor.
Libby and Mo wants to be an artist.
When I grow up, I want to be a cook, like my dad.
When I grow up, I want to be a footballer.
When I grow up, as my career, I want to be a mathematician in a bank, preferably with a high salary.
When I grow up, I would like to be a vet and help the animals in need.
When I grow up, I want to be in the army as the commander to help my people in Pakistan.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor or working with children.
When I grow up, as a part-time job, I want to be a cake decorator, and as a full-time job, I either want to be part of the NHS or a clothes designer.
I'd like to own multiple businesses to fund my rocket science career.
And now let's hear from Six Lodden.
When I grow up, I want to be a dentist or an orthodontist or a dental surgeon or be an IT or a doctor or a pharmacist or a scientist.
In the future, I want to be a fashion designer in New York and start a clothing brand.
For now, my sights are set on robotics, but maybe I might become an author because, these fiction books, they actually inspire me to be, like, very creative.
When I grow up, I want to become a dancer and explore the world.
I want to be a soldier when I grow up and save the world from the bad people.
I want to become a scientist and make scientific discoveries.
When I grow up, I want to be a professional boxer.
My hopes and dreams for the future is to become a doctor or an engineer.
My dream is to be a nurse to help my mum with my two sisters' conditions.
When I'm older, I want to start learning about computer science.
When I'm older, I want to become an electrician because my dad is an electrician and he's inspired me to become one as well.
So I really hope you all found that as interesting as we did. It's always interesting to listen to the children's views on something that's had such a massive impact on so many people. For me, the things that stand out is the children's relief and joy at being back at school. I think that was an overwhelming theme when the children came back to school. But also some of the experiences they'd enjoyed at home with their families that they might not otherwise have had the opportunity to do. And I think that's really important to remember, that although lockdown was hard for a lot of people a lot of the time, there were also those little golden moments that everybody could enjoy, and the children are no different in that. Their aspirations for me sum up our children beautifully, because although they have found these last months and years hard, it hasn't changed them fundamentally. They still want the same things that they wanted, and they still believe that they can have them. And for some of the children, what they want might have changed, but what hasn't changed is their belief that they can achieve and that they can move forward and that things will work out all right in the end. I think for me, the thing that tells me is that, yes, the last 2 years have been hard, but not insurmountable, and that the children still have that spark and that self-belief and that affirmation that they can achieve what they want to achieve despite the difficulties they've faced recently.